Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, real soon here, Miss Amy Yelp, a few announcements here. We want to thank you so much. First of all, let's thank you for being here. I trust that you're healthy today as well. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, that's a beautiful song there for some of those of you know that one there. That's Billy Paul. Thank you for saving my life. And that goes out, ladies and gentlemen, that goes out to all my first responders, all the nurses, all the doctors, all my holistic hurt people out there. Anybody that is helping you get better, we want to thank you so much. And anyone that has saved my life, your life, we just want to thank them again for being there for us in the area of health and wellness. Thank you so much. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Global Network. Hey, the call-in number is 347-843-4559 for those listening live and listening later on. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. This is My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn and my special, special guest, Ms. Amy Yelp, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you again, guys, for being with us today. Hey, real quickly, before we bring on Ms. Amy, just a little bit about her real quickly. She is retired RN, ladies and gentlemen, natural born healer, essential oil mixologist, ladies and gentlemen. Can't wait to hear more about that from her. But y'all, want you to give her a round of applause here before we get started. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about health real quickly. Talk about health. The word health, I broke each letter down on my end. The word health, I broke each letter down. H is for happiness. When you have your health, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be happier. You're going to have happiness. The E is for essential. It is essential to have our health today. And I know Amy's going to help us out with that today as well. Also, guess what we got to do, though, folks? The A in health is for action. We have to take some action. That's why Amy's on today to help us understand what action should we take, right? We got to be able to do that. The L in health is for life at its fullest. When we have our health, ladies and gentlemen, we have our life at the fullest. No doubt about that. And guess what health also does with the T? It gives us time, right? Time to live, time to do things that we really want to do. And the H in health, ladies and gentlemen, is hope for the future, okay? You know, when we have our health, folks, you know, you're going to hope about going everywhere, doing things, traveling, whatever you want to do, right? I love it. That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, 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 yes. So thank you so much for being with us today with that said. All right. Hey, let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen, because Amy's busy, I'm busy, everybody's busy, ladies and gentlemen. But if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen, let's open up your mind, open up your hearts there, ladies and gentlemen, to my special guest, Miss Amy Yuck, opening up her mic right now. Amy, how you doing?
Hi, Kevin. I'm doing good.
Oh, good to hear your voice today. How you feeling?
You
today?
Too. I'm great. It's a beautiful day today.
Yes, it is. It's in both of our states, no doubt about that. So thank you so much, Amy, for being with us today. And we pray that and hope that all is well on your side and your family's doing well as well. I love it. Well, Amy, we always like to do is give our audience or give our guests, if you will, to the audience there some opening statements. You know, as you know, we've been through a lot in the last, 24, maybe 30 months or so now, and a lot going on there. And, of course, you being a specialist in the area of health, we always want to hear from our guests about, you know, how things are going, what you've been doing, things like that. But anything you want to open up with, Amy, as we start this My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn. God bless you. Anything you'd like to open up with today? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I'd really like to say is I know a lot of people are turning to alternative modalities of healing. So I just want people to realize that there are many ways to do that, and I'm just going to talk about one today.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So thank you so much, Amy, for that. Because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is essential, no doubt about it. I think mostly everyone on the planet would agree that their health is important, right? And their wellness is important. However they get it, right? Exactly. So, but the kicker is that everybody wants to be at their peak health area and also their peak wellness area as well. So that's wonderful. So thank you so much, Amy, for your wisdom, for your years, ladies and gentlemen. She has over 25 years experience in the medical field and several certifications in alternative therapy. So like she said, we're going to be talking about one today. Let's go on and get started. And we want you guys to take notes out there. Take some notes. Take some notes and, of course, share this out. Share this broadcast out too as well. And this will be on all, 10 different platforms later on. So we want you guys to really listen in and hear what Amy has to share with us today. So let's get started, Amy. I love it. I love it. Well, Amy, I'm going to ask you a few questions. You know, we did a little research, right, a little homework before we got here. So we're going to do this well enough and you help me out. Correct me if I'm making a mistake in this area, because you're the expert today. I love it.
Okay.
Well, Amy, let's get started. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, just tell us a little bit about, you know, how you were raised, if you don't mind. Just tell us a little bit about your background a little bit. You know, where you were born and just not all the details, but just a little bit about you, and we'll get started.
Sure. I was born and raised on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, so I definitely love cheese. And
yes.
You know, being out in nature, there's nothing like it. So that's really where I would rather be out in nature than anywhere else.
Yes, yes, that's powerful. I love it. I tell you, I that part of the country, Amy, I've only seen it on pictures and so forth, but I know it's beautiful. That's a beautiful country, and I love to visit one day. Yeah, just love to visit one day. I'm from upstate New York, Amy, so I got a little feel for the weather, you know, that's for sure. I don't know how much snow you guys get, but I know when it snows, it's beautiful too. And up there,
absolutely,
yes, ma'am. So I'm excited about that. Well, Amy, let's talk about this. Let's talk about my health. Let's talk about your health, Amy, a little bit. Our first question, Amy, we'll talk about a little bit is what is your reason and passion for promoting natural health products like essential oils. And this is the area we want to be talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the benefits of essential oils. Thank you so much, Amy.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, ever since I was a young girl, Kevin, I just knew things that a lot of people didn't realize along the way. You know, things that I believe were kind of hidden in from the public. You know, in my eyes, now that I'm older, it's like I feel like there's an agenda, you know, against good. And just that's just my opinion. And, you know, when I was learning to be a nurse, that was when I really got firsthand experience, you know, seeing the massive corruption that there is, you know, that there was back then, but that there is now. You know, now it's coming out into the world where people are seeing, you know, things that we weren't privy to back then. So what I really noticed working as a nurse was like my clients were coming back, you know, again and again, and they were getting sicker and sicker, closer to death each time, you know, that I cared for them. And I always questioned that, like, something's not right. Like, this is supposed to be a healthcare, not, you know,
exactly.
The healthcare industry, not the illness industry. And when I stepped in as a nurse to advocate for my clients and as a nurse, you know, legally we're supposed to do that. And I got fired, you know, for advocating for my clients, for advocating for their health and for their well-being. And I just thought, wow, something's not right with this system. So what that led me to do is really, you know, to quit my education. So I was almost a nurse practitioner and I decided to quit. And, you know, that was a big reason why I decided to turn to the natural ways of healing and have private clients instead. And, you know, even when I was learning to be a nurse, I was never drawn to use medications, to learn about them. There was something that just turned me off about them just naturally without even knowing. And now I understand why, because they're poisons, you know, pharmaceutical means maker of poisons and potions.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm not saying they're not good in some cases, especially acute or emergency situations. They can be great, but, you know, that's about it. So anyway, over the years, you know, I've promoted a lot of different health products. I really love helping people mentally and emotionally because people don't realize that whole body healing means it's not just taking a product or a pill or a potion. You know, it's really working with the mind and working with the emotions. You know, you need to kind of work on everything if you want to heal. So, that's what I believe.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you on that without a doubt. I'm not, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a doctor or any certifications or anything like that or a nurse like Amy is, ladies and gentlemen, but what's important here is the fact that she recognized that we recognize something ain't right here. Either you know, a couple of different things come out, Amy, even because I've been in healthcare. I've worked in healthcare with my quality background, helping nurses and doctors for about 8 years or more. And one thing you recognize is that the quality, you know, the quality of results, if you will, the quality of what people are getting, you know, over time, things supposed to get better. When they don't get better, something's wrong here. You just can't keep trying stuff. And working on my body, you know, and tearing down my body, trying to fix something, you know, in my body. So I'm with you on that, Amy. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we're not knocking anybody. Oh, as Amy said, we are here to support, but we're talking about what's best for you, really what it comes down to. And like you said, Amy, I think a lot of people are getting wise, if you will, to saying, wait a minute, I need to try something else. You know, I know my doctor kept me alive or, you know, did the best they could or whatever. But now people want another level of help now, which is what we're talking about today. So, hey, for those who are just joining us around the globe, this is My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn. My special guest, Ms. Amy Yelp. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a retired nurse and also a natural born healer and uses essential oil. She's a mixologist in that area. And she has a special, special talent in that area, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just mixing stuff together and hope it works. She has a little different approach to that. She puts a little more education and science into this area as well. So we're so happy she's with us today. So thank you so much, Amy, for answering that first question that we have for you as well.
You're welcome.
Hey, Amy, let's talk about what are some of the key benefits. Let's talk about oils, some of the pros and cons, so to speak, but some of the myths, what's it called? The myths. That's what we want to hear is kind of the myths of oils, you know, too, as well. But what are some of the benefits of essential oils and why should someone need to use them for a daily or weekly basis as well? Amy?
Yeah, definitely. Now, these are not, you don't use essential oils instead of using your medications. You know, I tell people use the alternative modalities and products in addition to, you know, in combination to yeah. what you're already doing. And definitely there are tons of benefits to using essential oils. You know, they're basically the next best thing to using,
yeah.
you know, the plant, you know, plant medicine, like directly if you'd go out to the forest and pull a plant from the soil, you know,
yeah.
this is like the next best thing. And
gotcha.
So the key benefits to using essential oils, like one of the main things is that it takes only 20 seconds, like after you rub some on your skin, 20
yeah.
seconds, and it's already starting to work locally in the body.
Yeah. yeah.
And if, you know, after 20 minutes, that same oil is distributed like throughout your entire body in a systematic, you know, systemic effect, which
yeah.
is really beautiful. Like medication can't even work that fast. And so,
right.
you know, that's one of the things is the effectiveness of these products. You know, they work so fast and so efficient. And as soon as you smell it, you know, it goes immediately into the brain and it causes, you know, it's like if you've ever heard a song and it pulls you back to like 20 years ago to your
yeah.
first memory of that song, you know, it's kind of
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Like it's an
yeah.
instant effect. So
yep.
the essential oil molecules are so tiny, you know, that they're able to cross what we call in the medical world, the blood-brain barrier. That's why they go into the brain immediately. And
yeah.
they work from the inside out, you know, they go into the cell and they allow your body to fix itself from the inside out, which is very powerful because drugs
yeah.
can't do that either. That's what they're trying to manufacture drugs to be able to be small enough to go into the cell to change things. But the great thing about essential oils is that, you know, because they're called adaptogens,
mm-hmm.
if they actually don't do the work for you. Like a drug will force your body to do what it wants it to do, or
right.
the drug does it for the body is what I really should say.
Mm-hmm.
But what the essential oils do is it allows your body to correct itself.
Yes.
They don't overcorrect the problem and they don't undercorrect the problem. They totally allow your body to do the job that it's supposed to do to balance you out, which is beautiful. And the next thing too is, you know, when talking about essential oils, you know, I tell people, because a lot of times people don't know, like, how should I take them? You know,
yeah.
how often should I take
yeah.
them? And,
right.
You know, I tell people, you know, because it's similar to like eating vitamins and minerals, your
mm-hmm.
body uses it up, you know, over time. So, you
yep.
know, the less amount of essential oil you use, but the more times a day you use it, that's
yes.
going to give you the best results. And so, you know, that's something to think about as well. If you're a person who can handle, you know, taking things multiple times a day, great. If you're a person who puts it on the shelf and forgets about it, it's not going to help you, you know, if it's up on the shelf. So,
exactly.
you know, it's
exactly.
good, something to remember. Yeah, so that's
yeah.
really the last thing is, you know, just, you know, if you can't remember to take it, what I always tell people, I teach them that there's a little machine that's called a diffuser. And
mm-hmm.
If you're one of those people that just has a hard time to remember putting it on, you know, multiple times a day, if you put a little bit of water and a couple drops of essential oils in a little machine called a diffuser, it will
wow.
release the benefits of the essential
yeah.
oils into the air. And you
yeah.
can be smelling them and getting the benefits all day long. And it helps your family, your pets. You know, there are
yeah.
some essential oils you have to be very careful with around smaller,
right.
like babies
right.
and around animals, but that's just a little bit of education, you know, to learn that. But ultimately, everybody in the family can benefit from these.
Yeah, exactly. That's wonderful. That's why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, to get in touch with someone like Amy Yelp, ladies and gentlemen, that understands how the oils actually work, you know, and the benefits of them. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the oils that you need, too, as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, hey, this is My Health, Your Health with Amy Yelp, ladies and gentlemen, on the network here today. We're talking about the benefits of essential oils as one of the topics of many today. We're just excited about Amy being with us to educate us first and then us take the action that we need as well. That's powerful. I love it. I love it. And she mentioned about even, you know, getting the diffuser. I think a lot of people know what those are. And even while you're cleaning your house, you know, you can be getting the essential oils in the air and benefits of that as well. So that's powerful. So I'm excited about that. Also, too, Amy, they can use it at work, right? If they let you, you know, bring it to
oh,
work.
Oh, yeah.
Office, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have some cranky employees? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of wild orange, you know, diffusing around your workplace. Everybody will be happy in no time.
Yeah, exactly. They won't even know why.
Right.
<That's> I love it. That is so cool. That is so cool. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are asking questions today, specific questions of my special guest, Amy Yelk, on My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn. Amy, of course, this is the one I wanted to get to because I want to know, because we always talk about taking action, you know, what are three oils that you recommend and why? So can you break those down for us today? Powerful.
Absolutely. Well, remember earlier when I talked about, you know, why somebody would use essential oils, you know, I really have, you know, over the years that I've worked, the mental and emotional traumas that we've experienced as children and even as into our adult years, it's widespread. It's been well researched that, trauma and negative emotions are responsible for over 67% of all physical issues and disease. You know, anything mental, emotional, it manifests into your physical body, and then eventually that physical, issue comes out where you can finally see it. So based on knowing that, the top three oils that I'd recommend right now are definitely frankincense, rose, and the adaptive blend through the doTERRA brand. And this is why frankincense, just by itself, physically, it reduces tumors. But it definitely, I'm going to go more into like the mental, emotional part of this, what it supports. And frankincense supports truth. And, you know, do we need some truth these days? I mean, with everything that's going on in the world, I think that's what people are looking for. They're looking for truth. And this connects you to your soul's truth. You know, it not only allows you to see the truth within, but it also allows you to see the truth outside of yourself as well, which we really need a lot of right now.
Absolutely.
And frankincense is really called the oil of enlightenment. And if anybody knows the, you know, laws of vibration, the highest vibration known to man right now is enlightenment. It keeps your vibration and your, you know, your frequency at a high level where, you know, you want to start attracting things that are of a higher vibration. You know, that's, I think everybody, if you don't know much about law of vibration, go take a look at it. It's not something we're going to talk about today, but, you know, the higher you vibrate inside, the less disease and illness can actually, you know, it can't even exist within your body. But frankincense also spiritually opens and awakens you to great wisdom and discernment. It supports feelings if you're feeling like abandoned or disconnected or unprotected or like you feel like you've been forgotten or anything else. Frankincense really is good to feel, to use when you're feeling like everything is like you're in darkness. So it's really a good, it's one of the best oils to use to be able to feel your, you know, the divine love within yourself. So that's frankincense within, you know, just within its a little nutshell.
Wonderful.
Now, rose, rose is another powerhouse essential oil, too. Similar to frankincense, it has a very high vibration. It's over 500 hertz. And rose is the essential oil of divine unconditional love, compassion, empathy, healing, receiving, and feeling accepted. Again, who doesn't need to feel accepted, you know, with all of what's going on in the world? So it's a really powerful oil for the times that we're going through right now. And there's a lot of judgment in the world as well. And so I just think that rose is a really good, you know, daily, an oil to use daily. And definitely forgiveness is also a key to healing as well. And rose helps with, you know, forgiveness and just if a person really feels broken and constricted and wounded, you know, the rose will help them overcome those feelings.
Fantastic.
And, the third oil is a blend. Like I said, it's called the adaptive blend. And it does what its name implies. It basically helps people with adaptability. A lot of us, I mean, are having a hard day. You know, every day, all day long is stressful, and you have to constantly shift and adapt to what's going on, especially if you have kids or work or you're dealing with people all day. It can be really stressful. So adaptive blend is really made specifically, you know, to all things related to mental health, emotional health, and your well-being. It restores faith and functioning in the body. And some other things that this oil supports are stress, anxiety, worry, obsessive thinking or obsessive behavior, control issues, fear, tension, judgment, overwhelming, self-loathing, feeling weary, feeling alone or unsafe, and a lot more than that. The best thing about this oil, though, is it actually stimulates and works with your GABA receptors in your brain. And so if anybody knows what that, you know, just basically in a nutshell what that means is it puts you into a state of relaxation. And I don't mean relaxation like where you're going to go to sleep. Just,
right.
you know, when you're so stressed, you can't think right or function right. This just
right.
brings you down a notch so you can function and adapt
wow.
to whatever you're going through, okay?
Yes,
yeah. And of course, you know, I have to mention, Kevin, my essential oil blends that I do as
yeah,
an intuitive healer. Yeah. These are beautiful single oils and blended oils. But what I do as a healer is I intuitively customize essential oils for my clients. And
yes.
what that means is that I can't connect to my source. I don't necessarily need to know what the person's going through because I just connect and know exactly what oils they need. And then
yeah.
I can also give them a channeled message that will tell them what these oils blended together, what they can support, help support within this person's life of whatever they're going through at that time. And sometimes that's a better thing to do because if
yes.
a person, you know, sometimes I've noticed if I've sold people five different single oils, you know, if they don't have the ongoing education or understanding of it, they just forget how to use these oils. And
right.
if you have a blend that has everything you need in it right now, you know, I just find like that tends to work the best. They don't need to think about it. They just need to put
yeah.
it on a few times a day or diffuse it and they're good to go.
Oh, I love it. That's powerful, Amy. I love it, man. Making it easy for everybody to get the benefits of these wonderful oils. That's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe there or listening here, My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn here with my special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Amy Yelp. Amy, ladies and gentlemen, is benefits. We're talking about with her the benefits of essential oils. Amy is a retired nurse, ladies and gentlemen, a born natural healer, essential oil mixologist, ladies and gentlemen, very knowledgeable, if you will, in this area and certified in this area as well. So we just want to thank her so much for being with us today. I want to give her a round of applause again as we continue this interview. I love it. You know, one thing that you mentioned too, Amy, that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you talk about specializing or customizing some of these oils for the individual. Is that pretty much right on there? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, because anybody can get the oil and throw it on them, but you don't know which one it is or when it's doing anything as well. And so it's so important to have a person like Amy, ladies and gentlemen, that understands the oils, how to apply the oils as well on top of that. You know, Amy, one thing I wanted to ask you is I was told one time, depending on what type of oil you want to put on you, and it could be like scents like peppermint or whatever. I guess peppermint is one I can think about. But is it okay to like rub it underneath your nose there on your lip or above your lip there, like to put a little oil underneath your nose so you can breathe it throughout the day? Is that okay to do that kind of stuff? Is that something that makes sense for us to do sometimes?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I educate my clients with, that's a great thing to bring up, Kevin, because some people don't, you know, they don't know and how to use
right.
the oils. Now, if
yeah.
the oil is what we call neat, it's not – it doesn't have like a carrier oil, like a fractionated coconut oil or some other oil mixed with it
yeah,
to dilute
right.
it. If it's
gotcha.
Straight, like a peppermint, you know, any kind of mint or like a cinnamon or oregano, they're really powerful and really strong. And they
yeah.
can be a little, you know, a little bit irritating to the skin. So
yeah.
the few things to really know about that is that the best thing to do is put a little bit of the oil in your hand. Rub it
uh-huh.
together with the other hand, and then cup it over your nose and smell it. And the
okay.
reason why I say that is because there are several oils that are sensitive to the sun. So if you
gotcha.
Put some on underneath your nose and then you walk out in the sun, it could actually, you know, be a little damaging to the skin. And so we just want to make sure that when people use oils, that they, when they buy them from somebody, to please make sure you get the education
yeah.
on, you know,
yeah.
on how to use these oils
yeah.
because there are, you know, they're natural, but that doesn't mean that they can't hurt you. You know, poison oak or poison ivy, it's natural, but it could hurt. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
I love it. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Amy, because that's so important on anything. Get educated, right? Get educated first, right, before you apply it, of course, for whoever you're getting it from, whether you're getting it all across, you know, outside the shelf there, we call it over-the-counter stuff or from a pharmacist. It don't matter where you get it from. You need to understand it, ladies and gentlemen, what's being applied to your body, right? So you can properly understand it and, of course, properly apply it. Like she said, if there's any reactions and things like that, I would like to know about that, Amy, up front before I apply something.
Yeah.
You know, that area.
Well,
you know,
and the other thing, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The other thing to mention about that, too, to your viewers, Kevin, or your listeners, is that,
you know,
people don't always understand that a lot of the products that are out on the market, you know, a lot of, in essential oil industry, if you do your research, you'll find out that a lot of them are adulterated, meaning that they are not 100% what they say they are. They could have, you know, chemicals or things that are not good for the body. And so, you know, what I always recommend is please do your own research. It's okay. Whatever you're drawn to and whatever works for you is great. There's only certain essential oil brands out there that are able to be ingested, you know, to go internally. So just, I just want people again to know, do your research, you know, get educated on as much as you need to before using any products, because just because it's natural doesn't mean it's going to work for you, or that, you know, if you use it wrong, it's not going to work well, and then you're going to be upset about it.
Absolutely. That's a good point. That's why God put all these different things on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. They're not, everything's not for everybody. You know, you better do your research, folks. And, you know, certain things people just can't have because it's not adapted to their body, but there's something else that they may have. But you're going to need an expert, ladies and gentlemen. You need a, you're going to need an Amy Yelp to help you, you know, work through that. And we're so excited about that. In fact, Amy, I wanted to make sure people had that website, too, as well. AmysTouch.com, AmysTouch.com, that's A-M-Y-S, touch.com. And we're going to give that out again, too, before we leave you today as well. But we're excited about that. And that moves us to the next part of this this wonderful interview, ladies and gentlemen, on My Health, Your Health with Amy Yelp. Is we want to know how we can get in touch with you, Amy, and can we set up an appointment? Can we do appointments? Can we order stuff? Can we have you come speak to us? What all can we do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I have a couple websites, and I think, Kevin, you're going to put that out there for the people. And like you said, my website is Amy's Touch with an S, amystouch.com. That's where you can find my custom blend oils. And then if you're looking to purchase like the frankincense, the rose, or the adaptive blend, you can go to my other website, which I think, Kevin, you'll have that as well, but I'll give it now. It's www.mydoterra.com/AmyYelk, AmyYelk. And like I said, Kevin will have that on the website. And then obviously if anybody needs to get a hold of me, if you have questions or if you want to get a custom blend for yourself, you can email me directly. You can actually contact me through my Amy's Touch website, but you can also email me directly at amyyelk@protonmail.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll be more than happy, you know, to spend some time with people to educate them, because it's all about, you know, is people getting educated on what's out there and what would work for them. And, you know, I don't sell to people if I don't think that this is going to work for them. You know, I don't want anybody to be sold something that's not going to work for them.
Yeah. Absolutely, Amy. That's powerful. Hey, Amy, also too, I wanted to mention your social media pages as well. I know for sure. I know we met through LinkedIn, of course. Any other social media pages that people can just type in your name as well?
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook as well. I don't have the, I don't know what my link is right now off the top of my head, but my website on there talks about a lot of different alternative modalities. I would say the main thing is just go to amystouch.com and they'll be able to see, you know, on top of the oils, you know, I also do the coaching and therapy, and then I also help people understand what's happening in their life through handwriting analysis as well.
Yes, powerful. I love it. Wow, this has been so awesome, Amy. I'm excited that you're with us today to talk about these wonderful oils, one of the alternatives. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, you can just go ahead and Google that issue that's going on around the globe. We're talking about with non-oil issues, you know, non-oil items, if you will. I'll say that to make it simple here. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important that we make sure that we minimize as much non-natural stuff as possible, if that makes any sense to everybody out there. I know I'm working on that. We want you to have a natural way, a holistic way, ladies and gentlemen, to help your body heal and get better each and every day. Who doesn't want to live their full life, ladies and gentlemen? And we got to help people wean off this stuff, you know. Again, of course, I have to put the disclaimer out there. You must check with your doctor on that, guys. This is, you got to do that, because I am not a doctor. Amy's not a doctor, so, but she is a registered nurse, a retired nurse, but she's also certified in these areas, as we talk about the oils that we just talked about today. She went over, ladies and gentlemen, frankincense, rose, and her adaptive blend that she has as well. So I want you guys to do your research and give her a holler. You can start by going to her LinkedIn page, guys. Just type in Amy Yelk, Y-E-L-K, or amystouch.com. We'll get you there as well on top of that. So I'm excited about that as well. Well, wonderful. Well, guys, I want you to know that Amy is part of this network now to help you guys get better and better and better. Amy, this has been so good today and so informative, and I thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your knowledge, and also your special touch. That's what that Amy's touch all about, because it's not just, you know, you order something and get it. She's going to give you some special attention, right, Amy? Some special attention,
right,
on that as well. So we're so excited about that as well. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn. I love it. Well, Amy, you know, we got to have you back in the future. We got to talk more. We'll let, you know, you and I will decide. You will decide what topics you want to bring up. And, you know, I love this area that you're in, because, you know, today everybody is getting a little more conscious, right, about their health, as you know. And they're trying to figure out, how can I do this? How can I do that? And one thing I want to encourage you to do that she recommended earlier is education. Make sure you're reading and understanding how to apply these oils, ladies and gentlemen, to your wonderful, wonderful life as you move about, whether you're very, very active, whether you're working, whether you're in business, you know, whether you're around other people all day. All these type of things are so important that you understand. And Amy is the expert in this area that she can help you with. So I want you guys to go to her website, amystouch.com, to start that conversation. You'll get a lot of information there first. Of course, you can contact her directly as well, and she'll be glad to help you guys in that area. Well, Amy, one thing we want to do, I always like to give our guests some final thoughts, maybe some takeaways today, and some action items. What do you want people to do out there, Amy? Any final thoughts as we close up for today? Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kevin. Thank you. I've really appreciated it to have a platform to talk to some people and get the word out.
Yeah.
I always tell people, you know, no matter what you have already tried, you know, to help with your current health issues, keep looking, keep trying, keep researching and educating yourself, because eventually you'll find, you know, the right product or the right person, the right practitioner to help you, you know, overcome your issues. You know, we're not here to help you, to heal you. You have to heal yourself. But, you know, there's people like me out there that can help point you in the right direction or help you see what you can't see. You know, if you could see it, you could heal it. You know, but I'm not here to heal anybody. I'm just here to help people. And that's why I think it's so important for practitioners like me to give their clients options, you know, just give them education and options. And then you should, you know, pick what works for you at that moment. And my favorite saying is always to tell people, do what works and don't do what doesn't work. You know, if something's not, or if something did work and it's no longer working, you got to change, you know, and that's our choice. You know, we can change at any moment. If something's working, go for it. And if it's not, you know, change it up. So I just always tell people, never lose faith or hope that you could find, you know, somebody or some product that could help you out. But just remember to do whole body healing, you know, one product or one thing. I just don't believe that, you know, my favorite saying is telling people, you know, if you're overweight, you didn't get that way from just eating chocolate cake. You know, it was a multitude of stresses that came at you. So in order to combat the issue, you know, have a combination of things to help you heal. And that means mental, emotional things. It means physical things. It might mean products, you know, whatnot. So I think, you know, that's, I just think education is one of the most important things.
Yes, ma'am. No doubt about it, Amy. And ladies and gentlemen, we know one of the two, at least off the top of my head, ladies and gentlemen, and Amy, is the top two would be mental stress. I'll just call it mental stress or mental health as well to help. But we need that today for sure. And then stress as well. I understand from some doctors that I talked to that stress is always in the body, but it can be managed well with the right, natural ingredients and oils and so forth. So I'm excited about that. So yeah, Amy, that's powerful. So thank you so much for that wisdom. The key, ladies and gentlemen, takeaway is education. Y'all need to read everything. Read. Amen. I want you guys to go to Amy's website, ladies and gentlemen. That's Amy's Touch.com. And, of course, you guys can go to this page right now. When you guys click on this show later on, we're pushing this out on the network. You'll see her website right in the description of the show. And you can click there, and it'll take you right there as well. So feel free to go to AmyTouch.com. I want you guys to share that out, get some wisdom, get some information, and contact Amy about all these wonderful ways to heal your body, ladies and gentlemen, and get a better health results through essential oils. We're excited about that. Amy, what a great time. Time be flying, boy. We be talking and time be flying. It's all good, though, but we're excited about that. So, Amy, thank you so much for being on My Health, Your Health, April 2022. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, what a great time today, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a wonderful rest of the day for those listening all across the globe, whether it's morning, noon, or night. We want you to take some action, ladies and gentlemen, and find out what oil is best for your body. Find out what you want to do. You also got to have a goal, right? What are you trying to solve? I'm sure Amy was going to ask you that question, too. What are you trying to get to? What do you want to improve? So all that's so important today. So before you call Miss Amy, get in touch with her and know what you want to do, and then she'll take it from there and help you get to your level of health that you like to have. And remember, her website is amystouch.com, amystouch.com. But Amy, I'm excited. Thank you so much. Appreciate you so much for your wonderful time today. And we're all just a little enlightened today and a little more smarter today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was the wonderful voice of my special guest, Ms. Amy Yelp, ladies and gentlemen, on My Health, Your Health, Kevin Vaughn. We're here to educate, we're here to train, and we're here to give you some great information. And remember to thank all those that are in the healthcare industry. Thank them for saving your life, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be back with you in the future on My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn. So God bless you, everybody. Take care. Amy, again, thank you so much for being with us today on this wonderful program. And we thank you for the wonderful information you share with us today. I'm sure somebody is going to take it and run with it and improve their health today. So take care, everybody. This has been My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn and Amy Young today. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
You're the one who raised the pain. My life would never be the same. You're the very one, the only one that I've been waiting.